Give me 5 minutes. The podcast with Scars and Elijah. You are in an open conversation zone. There is no tapping out once you've tapped in. Eli examinations, hood stories, nightmares for critics. And if you're that passionate, we'll bring you on and you can have 5 minutes.
Welcome. The GM5M podcast is a platform where we have real and honest conversations about almost anything. No topic is off limits. The unique selling point of our show is at any point, anyone can say, give me 5 minutes. Once that is said, the 5 minute timer starts and the person has 5 minutes to say whatever they want uninterrupted. Once the 5 minutes are done, the podcast is back to an open conversation. Each person can only say this once per episode. And now let's get on with the show.
All right, come.
So reminisce, man.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Remember, I even forget why I recognize a lot of these men. This was like a lot of them were from South, innit?
Yeah.
So it was like Desperado.
Yeah, Desperado, fam.
And you're so interested now. Look at, I just feel Grime's energy so different. And again, let me big up. I'm gonna say it, man. Big up the Mobos, man. I don't like everything that how they move at times, but you. Like I said to everybody else, look, who else is going to promote or give...
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah. Who else is going to give accolades to us, our people? Take away the Brits. Take away the Rated Awards. Like, really and truly, Mobos have been flying the flag, no matter what we want to say about them. Yes, we know the shows can be sloppy. They'll flop the guests or flop this, but that's what I keep thinking about. As I think about people along the way, like... We have to embrace ourselves, give ourselves that extra love. So seeing Bashy, like at the Mobos presenting an award, I think I'm not. What did he present? Is it best rap? I'm not sure. But then they had a Grime section as well, and Bugsy won it. Bugsy Malone.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and something that he said was interesting. He was like, "Oh, when I first came in the game, there was no man from North making money," and he goes, "Now we're here." You know, and yeah, I love stuff like that. So even watching this, of course, man, it's a kicker, man. And like, what, this is 2005. Get me, man, came through the next year, innit? So this is all the Grime times, and Grime is ours. At least drill is obviously UK thing, but because the word comes from America, it's a bit, sometimes it always rubs me a little bit like, yeah, what? We have to say UK drill. But really and truly, Grime is original British black music from the ends. Also gets he won a nice award.
Oh, was it the Pioneer one?
Yeah. And I love what he said, man. That nearly made me so emotional, bro. Like, I was so emotional because he said, like, obviously, if you know Getz, man, you know his career. But this guy's, he ain't been, I feel like he didn't get no shine, like, outside of his music until like the last 2-3 years, like all those years of all that music. So he's come on stage and he said, you know what? What? 2024. He goes, in 2008, I thought I mashed works. I thought I did so sick. And I remember that year. Get me? He had, singing? Help me out. Singing, he's got a song and he's saying about singing. You can't.
I don't know, like say something, like, I don't know.
It's something to do with... the word singing is in the chorus. It's like, it's like he's bit at the time. It was like his commercial song, and he was.
Anyway,
no, it's important. wait, it's like gospel or like. I make the guy them sing for me. Yeah, that,
okay,
yeah, I'm right.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah. What's wrong
okay,
with me, man?
Okay.
Bruv, yeah, man, say. Yeah, I just had to think that. I'm like, bruv. Anyways, sorry. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. Anyways, the point is, that year, I remember, yeah, he put in a lot of work. He was doing features, this and that. I think he dropped the album then. And he was like, for the fact that he didn't get no love from the scene, No awards, no this, no that. It sent him into a deep depression. And he goes, he's seeing all the talks online, people saying stuff like, I think there's certain artists that are boycotting the Mobos, they're not coming, so forth. And that's their right. I don't even blame them. But he was like, look at me now. He goes, what I did do, I just said, you know what, F it. I'm going to continue. So let's not make music for award shows. Let's just make the music and get awarded. You get what I'm saying? Like, let's not sit here worrying about who's getting this. And I have to say this as well. It's not a diss. Like, I see, like, Jay-Z, he's mentioned something to the Grammys, like, about Beyonce. So Beyonce's got, like, I think she's got, like, 36 Grammys. I could be wrong. But she's very decorated in the Grammys. Like, she's got the most Grammys, almost. He's there saying, he calls them out on stage and goes, yeah, Grammys, I don't know what you guys are playing at. Like, how is it Beyonce's never won the best album? Which, obviously, there's probably some sort of conspiracy, which is probably real, but this is what I mean now about, it's like majority share and being like, you know, that enjoying the space. Why is it that somebody who pretty much has the most proportion amount of Grammys compared to any other artist, now you're still complaining that she didn't get the best album?
So it's kind of interesting that I didn't know that, isn't it? Like, boy, I almost want to ask Jay-Z, like, was Kanye justified?
Of course.
All those years ago, even though you cut him off after, but was he justified then?
You know what? I'll be real. Because he's never spoke on it, I won't be surprised if he knew. He was like, yeah. And even Beyonce, even at the time.
But they still cut him off though.
Yeah.
but they still cut him off. Bro.
I'm not saying anything. I just mean it to say, who knows? Like, okay, just think of it like this. Kanye went on the stage and basically fought for Beyonce. He fought. And even though now we know, yeah, he was a bit of an idiot, but what he said was truthful. That year, what the hell is Taylor Swift? That her video didn't impact nobody. Single Ladies, that video was crazy. You get what I'm saying? So in a way, I get why he did it, but he didn't get the support. Now, what would it be different if Beyonce said, yeah, he right?
Would it have been different if Jay-Z had got up?
Yeah, but Jay-Z ain't not getting up. No, but, what do you mean, get up and get on stage?
What do you mean he's not getting up? He's getting up now.
Yeah, true that. But I don't know. Obviously, them man are doing probably industry best friends and all them things there. Because even Beyonce, she was like startled, like, what? Oh my gosh.
But now that Jay's doing it, that's what I asked, like, was it justified? Like, you know, like, you kind of got to look back. Because even you say, no, like, Jay wouldn't get up. Whoa, he got up. like, you know what I mean? Like, the man got up. He said something. Fair enough. He didn't interrupt someone taking the award, but he got up on stage and said, look, he called it out.
I think I don't want to say he's getting old, but I just feel like it felt like out of touch. I was like, but why does she have to get best album? She's already got bare, bro. Snoop Dogg's never won a Grammy. And I'm not comparing Snoop Dogg to Beyonce. I'm just saying.
I was about to say, but
it's more me giving you the leverage of the stardom. Like, can we not?
Think Snoop Doggy Dogg should have won a Grammy at least.
What? In his decorated career? Yeah, bro. Mm. Like, this guy's given us 30 years. Of at least some good shit. Well, yeah, man. Look, put it this way. Definitely, I can say Snoop Dogg. It's like, it goes the music. Then he showed us how to brand. And for someone who's so gangster, so this, I like the way he's still approachable. But why do we still understand he's a gangster guy or whatever? Like, I love that about him. But it's neither here nor there, innit? We came to discuss a specific topic.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hey guys, it's your girl Miss P.
And it's your girl Cindy Temi.
And you are listening to the Give Me 5 Minutes podcast.
All right, man. So, I know it's kind of reading off last week, but you had a question and this question is polarizing, just had me stuck. So, just repeat it for us again. And you
like. So, we were talking about like what people say on their deathbeds, and I asked the question at the end of the last show was, is it even possible to be on your deathbed without any regrets?
Without any regrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I think, yeah, it's obviously, yeah, it's impossible. Like, you're going to regret something. But I won't lie, like, remember before when you were saying, like, oh, I can't remember what statement that I said, but you was like, oh, you have your family there, friends or whatever. Like, if it's like that, like, my last days, everybody's around me. Like, I just that typical kind of movie stuff. Like, the person's just woke up and, like, you know, partner, kids, this, that. Everyone you love and you cherish is there for you. In that moment, this is it. And I'm not thinking about anything else.
Mm.
Because I'm so, like, happy. This is everybody I love. So, again, it goes back to your own self thing. Like, if you didn't do what you set out to do, you're always going to have, like, nah, it wasn't enough. Or, you know, like, if I had a plan, like, in my mind, Elijah, one of my first bars was, I want to be a millionaire by the age of 30, doing rap videos, but not too dirty. Like, bro, I'm 35 and I'm not a millionaire, innit? Now, to me, bro, I manifested that when I was young. That's what I wanted to do. That was the aim. If I don't reach that, then 100%. When they're telling me, oh yeah, you got whatever, one day, 1 week to go, or whatever the case is, or life is flashing before my eyes, that's the only thing I'll be thinking. Actually, I'll chat rubbish. It won't be the only thing I'll be thinking. But what I mean is, it would definitely be in there to be like, oh, I should have just take more risks. And so, you know what? That's so mad. I'm saying that now, and then what?
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Do you know what I'm saying? How many risks am I going to take? No, how many risks can I take?
That's deep still. That's a deep one still. Bye.
That's the bang bang.
For real, bro. I'm not even joking. That's real life, people. I'm actually pausing because I'm just thinking of that. Like, yeah. But
it's kind of like what we said in the last show when it was just like, if you know that's what you could end up saying, like, it's almost like, why not then just try to do it now? Yeah. If you know it's a high possibility that you're going to say, you know, I should take more risks, then it's almost just like, damn, like, take him. It's almost just like, you got to take him. Easier said than done.
Mm.
Easier said than done, my brother. Easier said than done.
Yeah, like, for someone to take a risk, like, just as you said, the person who, you know, has got the travel anxiety, like, yeah, like, they're just not doing that for whatever the reason, I don't know. But, oh, I'm willing to, but, boy, I'm not willing to eat butter. I don't like chopping butter. I don't know. It's just, I'm just not willing to take a risk to do it. I don't care. So, but this person, yeah, or next person can do it easily without biting an eyelid.
Like, what's your reason with the butter?
This person, I just don't like it. I think it's disgusting. But I think now it's just more psychological. Like, I just don't, I could not eat, like, bread on butter and toast and stuff like that. Like, it would actually, it's like it freaks me out. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Too much of a risk.
You know what? You know what's so funny, yeah? Like, I'm looking at this picture and it says risk analysis. And it's like, we all have this. We all have that thing in our brain that will weigh up that risk, that will, okay, just as you're saying now. Like, okay, I'm about to leave my job. Is, you know, this happening? Just trying to see how it relates to your situation, how much it means to you, you know? But yeah, just risk.
Because, like, most people would say leaving your job without having another job lined up is one of the biggest risks that you can take. Like, for someone just to quit randomly without having another job lined up.
But it's just, you know what? It's kind of like some of the stuff we say, and even like when we say music, then it's just subjective, isn't it?
It is subjective. It's subjective to your situation.
That person who says that, yeah, like, really and truly, any risk, the only, I think it's more societal things, isn't it? Like, we don't take certain types of risk because you're always shown that, oh, look, when that other person did it, it doesn't work out. Like, leaving school, like, I feel like in America, there's a culture of that. Like, to leave school is, it's kind of whatever. It doesn't really matter. But I feel like in the UK, you left school. Like, how? Not how, but I don't hear it as often. Maybe back in the days, but now you can't. Not that you can't, but it's just leaving school is not normal. Like, what are you doing as a kid then? Like, and then where are the parents? Where's social work? Like, to just, like,
even dropping flat out. Even dropping out of uni is now, like, depending on what uni you go to.
Yeah, they'll even like a find you.
It's like a thing. No, it's like a thing. Like, if you go to Harvard, like Stanford, all these Facebooks and Googles and all these ones, like all dropouts.
Yeah, but okay, maybe for uni, because I, and again, maybe...
But that's a risk though, isn't it? Like, what, you're leaving uni without getting the degree. But some people could say, well, but that's a risk.
True. But I would still say, okay, let's be honest, like, in the UK, yeah, and again, maybe it's just different politics, but in the UK, to leave uni, it doesn't take that much. But at the same time, now, from what I see and hear, when I was at uni, or when I had my kind of second time round, I'll never forget where they started getting really serious. On the second year, there was like attendance. Yeah. So now on, it's not about just swiping in and out. You have to like do a certain amount of lessons. If your attendance is not there, they're going to fail you.
Mm.
So that created that consequence where it makes it more rigid. Like you can't just leave. But I get it. I feel
like if you knew someone that was going to Oxford,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And they were in their third year,
mm.
their third and final year, and they're like, look, yeah, like Isaac, like I'm dropping out innit. I'm gonna go and pursue my dreams of being a book writer.
We have to have a conversation. Realistically, I would tell them there's no point dropping out at this stage. That's just before I hear your story, I'll just tell you if you're on your third year.
Okay. Oh, so the year matters. If it was first year. If it's in his first year.
Then whatever. Like to me, it doesn't mean much because
how about second year then?
Yeah, second year, then we have to have other, like, let me hear about what's your home life? What's your money-wise? What's, do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, like, obviously, like, they're in uni, like, it's not patterned, innit? Like, obviously, like, they're living at home. However, they're in the second year of Oxford.
What is your actual home situation? Do you have mum and dad at home?
Just mum at home.
All right. What does she do?
Yeah, she works, innit? Obviously, like,
yeah, what she works? What's the tax bracket? Did you get a bursary?
Did you get yes?
Cool.
Yes.
So in that case,
I got the full grant.
Cool.
Maintenance.
Cool. In that case, you can kind of bounce. It's not really, if you wanted to, you can afford it and come back. But for the other person, maybe mom's just is on the come up in the struggle. Finish it. Just do it. Unless you have concrete.
Yeah, but there's no concrete. No, like, they haven't started writing the book, or they just started writing the book now.
Let me put it in a more. These are more situations I've heard about and seen from my own eyes. Where somebody's at uni, college, or whatever, and okay, cool. Maybe they're on their second year. They get some. They're artists. Yeah, singer. First year, they was doing a lot of shows, a lot of this, a lot of that. So they've kind of been building up their name. So now they've got to second year, they're putting stuff online and they're getting their name hot. Their labels and managers are now contacting them. Now, it's becoming this thing of, all right, you're doing so many sessions and shows, it's getting a bit difficult to keep up with work and you're actually earning money from this. However, let's prioritize it. If you're on your second year, how long is the course? It's 4 years. And these guys are hollering now. Okay, can you take a gap year? Do you know what I mean? That's how I would do it. I've seen other people where they've left and come back, or they saw it as, you know what, I'm earning the money I'm making right now. I would never make it even if I started, finished the course, and I waited for 3 years.
Like, just say, like, obviously, because like if you go to Oxford or something like that, I don't know, like, I haven't been to Oxford, people, but it's just like, yeah, but I could probably say if you're coming out of Oxford, like, it may not be the easiest thing in the world, but you're bound to get a very good job.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're bound to get a very good job somewhere in the UK or somewhere globally, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, you're pretty much patterned. You know what I mean? It may not be the job you want to do, but you're definitely going to be getting, like, yes, like, basically, you're not going to be on the shop floor, like, on the tools. Let's just say that. You're not going to be doing that. You know what I mean? You might be designing the tools, but you ain't going to be under there working them. You know what I mean?
that's a big flex.
Yeah, so you know that person's already patterned off. Like, say they went to Oxford for maths, I don't know, engineering, economics or something. And then they say, you know what, this guy's there. I'm in my second year, yeah, but you know, like, I want to start my rap career. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing engineering in Oxford. I'm in my second year, but it's the passion, bro. Like, I think I can do it.
Let me tell you this, and I know you.
I know where this is going. Even when I said that, so I know where this is going. I know exactly where this is going.
So obviously, you know, shout out to Zuby, innit? Again, some of the views, and this guy's really built himself. Now he's officially...
Did he graduate though?
Yeah. Graduated, you know what I mean? And he went Oxford, graduated with a first, I think he got a 2-1. but in computer science, you know, left and became a full-time rapper.
Yeah, but he graduated though.
Yeah, he graduated. He graduated. But what I was trying to say is, what I was thinking when you said that was, I went Bournemouth. Like he actually, I think he lived in Bournemouth or something. Because every time I think about it, I'm like, what was his correlation in Bournemouth? But whatever. Well, when I was doing my music thing, I would see him about. So I remember when we started getting close and he's just talking to me, he's very open. He's telling me like, look, he actually graduated and saved up money for 3 months. That's what he did. He said he was earning at the time in 2009, 3K a month or something like that. That mean back then. Yeah. So yeah, that we're not talking now. Like I feel like now, I don't know, might be different, but he was getting, and he said that he saved from that, he could save 1,500. And then he said,
what was he doing?
Oh yeah, I didn't really ask, but he said he had some IT job and he was like the second highest paid in that role. Maybe it was more than 3 grand, I can't remember.
Well, but there we go then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like that's what the smarts and that degree can get you.
Yeah. So he's then,
sorry to cut you, yeah, but it's almost like that is what I would think a lot of people would actually advise this person. They'll say, you know what, yeah, finish first.
Yeah.
And then go and do the degree. I mean, sorry, then go do the rap career, because you can always fall back on the degree. Even if you try it for 2-3 years, when you put your application through, it says Oxford, you know what I mean? It says computer science. Like, you're going to get the job, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
For the most part, like, you're going to get the job. But if you drop out now and the music career doesn't bang, it's like,
that's
what's going on here? Now we're talking about risk now here, isn't it? We're talking about risk. Like, what is the risk?
But then that's why I would, to tell someone to drop out completely, just like, okay, you know, I didn't know you could do this until, you know, shout out to man like Bibbs. Actually, my editor. But shout out to one of the mandem. And he basically, he was like, oh, like, you know what? Do you know, you can take a career break? And I was like, I didn't know what that was. I've heard of sabbatical and all these other types of things, but I didn't know you can take a career break at work. So meaning it's in two ways. You can either take 6 months, or you can take up to 1 to 5 years, like literally off your work. But I think it's unpaid. But the idea is once that time finishes, your job is guaranteed. You just come back, you know?
Yeah.
And again, like that's just knowledge. I feel like right now, if I had known something like that when I was like 22 or whatever, I would have just done that, because it would give me the time to fully explore what I was thinking on. And I'm in that state. I'm what the youth and the team or whatever you want to say, but yeah, like that's just knowledge. I didn't know that. Yeah. I mean, there was nothing like that. So it's always about like what you know, what you can do, and your environment and what you're studying. The fact that Zuby was studying IT and computer science already was like, he's already in the lane before tech was really getting popular anyways. So now it just helps him. Who knows? I don't know if that's helping his career right now, innit? But the point is, if somebody is at uni or someone has an opportunity, yeah, like the aim is anything that's not guaranteed. Like doing music, anything art-wise or creative is never a guarantee anyways. So yes, it's always making sense to do your trade, do your education, get something in there.
But then it's almost like what we talked about in the last episode about being on the deathbed, isn't it? Like this guy going to Oxford, he's in his second year. I mean, he's guaranteed to graduate. You know what I mean? Like job lined up, career is already pretty much really set for him. And he wants to drop out to do the music. If he does go out and if he turns his back on the music and he gets the degree and he gets the job, even if he's earning 10K a month, you know, he could be on the deathbed saying, I didn't do what made me happy.
Yeah. No, that's the parallel. That is the parallel about it. Because who's to say if he's making the 15,000 or whatever it is, why did I say 50,000? Sorry. If he's making, like, let's say
20 grand a month, whatever he's making, yeah, isn't it?
Basically more money than he needs or more money than he expects. Well, is that better than him chasing the love of what he wants to do? If the love of, if he's saying now on music and someone could say, all right, cool. No. Here's the career, but no money. Well, you're going to get paid.
Well, we don't know. It's unknown, is it? Yeah.
If to make that parallel, so just because you putting in there, like with the job, let's say, we know the job is going to earn you money. They can say, hey, here you go. Here's a job waiting for you. Like, we are happy to take you as you are. Or, here's your career, but money is not coming in for now. I'm talking 3 years of broke life. You'll be the most popping rapper.
But I think it's the unknown though. Like, you don't know that it could be 3 years of hard graft. Like, it could be 10 years of hard graft. It could be 15 years of hard graft. We're talking about gets. It could be 20 years of hard graft, whatever.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Well, it could be 20 years of hard graft.
In his mind, 14.
Yeah.
Man's talking about 2008. Yeah. And he's a big man now.
But he was doing music before that. Mm. He was doing music before that. So I would even push it to about 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So even 20 years, like, to get that Pioneer Award, you don't know that when you first laid your pen on the paper for the first time. You don't know, like, 20 years, like, man ain't going to get the recognition for 20 years. But at the end of the day, when his deathbed, man going to say, you know what, I did it.
Yeah.
Like, I did what made me happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like I showered down the mic. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends on what it is. Depends on what it is. Because, yeah, that guy could be there, like, nice millionaire lifestyle. Wife, kids, you know, holiday 5 times a year. But he's like, when it's all said and done, he'd be sitting back going, nah, I didn't drop them bars, man. You know what I mean? I didn't drop them bars. Like, imagine when it's all said, like, from the outside, you think, yeah, the man's living nice. He is living nice, actually. Like, let's put it that way. He's living nice. It's patterned, but he's like, I didn't shower down the mic, man. You know, yeah, I didn't shower it down.
Bro, sometimes that feeling's there, bruv. That's why you just have to just do it. Even me, man. We said so many things before we was even recording. And one of the things was, like, practicing what you preach.
Mm.
Most of us we have that habit. Like, sometimes we give the good advice, but don't take it ourselves.
Yeah.
So even as you're saying that, man. Yeah, I need to. this is guys. I promise you, whether or not you're getting the energy or not, this is actually touching me. Like, yeah, we don't say pause here, so please leave all your funny jokes outside. But I mean that. I'm affected by what we're discussing here, because I just keep thinking, yeah, man, like, you gotta chase your dreams, innit? Like, take whatever you want. However, as Eli's saying, weigh up the risk as well. Do that risk analysis, man. Because sometimes you will make a decision. If it's going to affect and impact everyone around you negatively, that's not a good decision, is it? Even if you think it is. But yeah.
You know, like, sometimes, like, it's like them ones. It's like, say, like, in sports. I always remember, like, I watched some videos and then, say, like, Jose Mourinho. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jose Mourinho. I remember watching some clip that he was saying. He was like, he played in the Portuguese second division. He's like, I wasn't the guy at football, innit? You know what I mean? Like, that was my dream, obviously, to play for the Portuguese national team and do whatever like that, but I wasn't really that good, innit? However, that didn't stop me. I was like, seeing that I'm not that good, but let me be involved in football some other way. Manager.
Mm.
Let me live my dream through that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Kind of like a thing, isn't it?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I never forget, like, talking to one, like, she was a singer, innit?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she was like, yeah, like, doing his career and doing all that kind of stuff and doing all this, like, still trying to do, like, her career and all that kind of stuff. But she was like, no, like, I'm getting older. It's not really happening and so on and so forth and everything. And I was just like, oh, like, why don't you teach singing? You know what I mean? Or, like why not do, like, classes and stuff like that? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, if your career's gone, you know what I mean? You can still help some other career, innit?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And she was like, no, I never really thought a bit about it like that. I said, yeah, like, you know, and I said, you know what, yeah, it's like sometimes, like, sometimes the career is gone. You know what I mean? Like, yes, like, when I was young, I wanted to play for the Nigerian national team. I wanted to captain them. But that ship has sailed.
Let me talk about Nigeria.
But we got knocked out of the final. That was a madness. But anyway, like, we played so poor as well, man. Like, big up Ivory Coast. Though,
they
actually came to play.
Big up Ivory Coast, for real. And listen, all the other Nigerians out there, please leave all that hating nonsense at home. Segue, we'll get back to what we're saying, but
yeah, like, I'm over it, like,
yeah. And I please, us Nigerians, can we not do that? I feel like we just makes us look bad. Like, why are we such sore losers? Like, we're talking all that talk and now another team's won, so what? It's cool. Like, I was angry as well.
They deserve to win anyway. Like, it wasn't even close.
And guys, we're both Nigerian, if you don't know, so I don't want anyone thinking, oh, maybe we're just hating on Nigerian. No, I'm just saying, guys, get over it. Like, one of my guys is telling me, he's like, why is this person's come to me and said, hey, oh, you're a snake. He's like, huh? Oh, I bet you're supporting Ivory Coast, innit? This guy's not Nigerian at all. And the person's like, yeah, you're a snake. Because I bet you, if you walked into a bar and a bunch of Nigerians was going to give you life lessons, you wouldn't take it. But I bet you if it's Ivory Coast people, you would.
Wait, who said this? Like, what kind of projection is this?
He said, unprovoked, bro. He was like, bro.
This is some of the most projection I've ever heard in my life.
He was just like, we're just all talking about the game and this person just comes from nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And then basically he said that to say, yeah, like, he's like, bruv, this is why some people get onto Nigerians. Like, what is this about?
Oh, man, like, speak for yourself, man. What's going on? Like,
what
life,
is it about?
Speak, like, for yourself, bro.
It's almost, but the thing is, see, remember, what if he didn't share that with me and he just had his own thought? It's like saying, this is why I don't like people like that. And I had to just tell him, I said, bro, I'm not saying she obviously don't represent, you know, everybody else. But I just said, this is, I don't get it. Like, why? What's with all this nonsense? And sometimes when I see people talk, it gets so heavily patriotic. Bro, you're not even you don't even rep Nigeria like that. It's just a freaking game. Chill out.
I know. Anyways. But yeah, like, no, but I don't lose the point, actually. What are we talking about? But no, just like, yeah, like, obviously, I want to play for the national team, like, and that's just what it is. Like, I remember, like, I was watching something about football agents, and there was one next guy, like, he used to play in, like, England, like, youth thing, like, yeah, black guy. And he was like, yeah, he got injured or something happened, didn't it? Like, he couldn't make his career, but now he's a football agent.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, like, that's what it is now. Like, I'm still living the dream. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not kicking the ball. Fair enough, like, but it's just what it is. Like, that's just what it is. Like, oh, like, you wanted to be a good player or you wanted to be a top player. You didn't really make it, like, become a coach.
Mm.
You know, it helps someone else realize their dreams.
Mm.
You know, that's just the way that it is. Like, be a manager, like, be whatever. Be a referee, I don't know.
Mm.
Like, get involved somehow, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not always just has to be the one route. Like you cannot all be Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's only space for one of them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, fair enough, like, you're not Messi. But because you're not Messi, does that mean that you should not play football? Because you don't play like Messi? Uh-uh. Mm. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean that.
It's dumb.
Or else no one will play. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the way, like, you... That's the way that I look at it. So I'm just like... The desire and so on and so forth may not change, isn't that? Or you can always change and adapt, innit? So just say someone had that dream, yeah, I'm going to be a football player, I'm going to captain my country, everything like that. Okay, it didn't happen. Instead of sitting on the deathbed thinking, oh man, the football thing. You'd be like, you know what, yeah, I helped hundreds of kids become pro. You know what I mean? Like, I trained them, like, I had my academy, they all came and I've seen them grow up and they all get, whatever, one went to West Ham, one went to Arsenal, everything like that. Yeah, you'd be able to look back and be like, yeah, at least.
You know what? Obviously, some people, they don't take pride in those things. Or you can tell it's personal greed, innit? Because, yeah, if it wouldn't matter what you're doing, innit? Just like when you're young, like, to get involved with whatever passionate thing you're involved with, you don't care. If it means you wanted to be an artist, you go to that gallery every day and sweep the floor if you could just to get close to the exhibition. Or
I lie, innit? I lie. Yeah. I lie.
But
yeah,
we're gonna keep this one a short one. But yeah, man, impactful.
Yeah, definitely. Like, people, as I said, like, just take heed of these episodes. You know what I mean? Like, definitely speaking to your soul.
Right. Maybe listen. Like I said at the start, like, this is more therapy, man. Sometimes, guys, it's like me. I'm getting a lot from this. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of positive from this, but at the same time, yeah, you know, enjoy.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, man. But yeah, Scars here,
Eli,
and we out, man.
Dundo.
That's the bang bang. That's the bang bang. That's the bang bang.